Hey everybody, a quick Tiny Biscuits coming your way here today. Plenty to get to. News on the Bruins, Caps, Preds, Hurricanes, Pens, more coming your way. Stick around. Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast, is up next. All right, so most of our news coming in the Eastern Conference here today, and a lot of it coming out of Boston and the Bruins, where it looks like Lindholm is not going to be able to turn it around and get into Game 3. As a matter of fact, they're not really sure when Hampus Lindholm may or may not be back. Looked pretty groggy after taking that hit the other night in that Game 2, and so will not be available for Game 3. Then, Game 3, this is something Mike and I talked about in our previous Talking Puck podcast. Would the Bruins make a goaltending change? Well, they are. They're going to go away from Linus Ullmark, and it will be Jeremy Swayman getting the start in Game 3. Swayman had a couple of stretches this year where they tried to hand him the reins, did well for a little while, and had some pretty good stretches of starts, just couldn't maintain that level of consistency. And so by the end of the season, that's how Ullmark had gotten back into that number one spot. But clearly Ullmark hasn't given them the saves they need, which is not entirely fair. Carolina's been outplaying Boston by so much in this series. But looking at Swayman, why not? Now you go to that option, you hope maybe he catches a little bit of fire and really gets him going. The Bruins need something. They have not found an answer for the Hurricanes offense, or really anything else, to be honest with you. Sticking with the Bruins, a couple of fines handed out. Derek Forbort received a $5,000 fine for high-sticking Tuukka Teravainen, and Brad Marchand, $5,000 for his fine for that slash on the Hurricanes goaltender Kochetkov. By the way, interesting little side note to all this, Rob Brind'Amour was asked if he thought the Bruins were going after his goaltender. Clearly, David Pastrnak running into Antti Raanta is what knocked him out of that game. And I don't know, to me, if you're a top goal scorer in the league, you don't get there without being at least a decent, if not very capable, skater. I don't think Pastrnak tried to get out of his way. I'll stir the pot with that one. I really don't think he did. And Brind'Amour answered it without answering it, which is very Rob Brind'Amour of him. But, man, that's terrible. It really is. And, unfortunately, nothing's going to happen about it, and the Hurricanes are going to figure it out, and they will, and they'll persevere. And Kochetkov looked pretty good. We'll see how he does in Game 3, but I think that Hurricanes team in front of him is galvanized, and it's not really going to be an issue. All right, quick break, and we're back with the other half of Tiny Biscuits. I've got more injury news coming your way, and, of course, more goaltending news. Stick around. You know, here at Talking Puck, we generate a lot of media on different platforms. Open Media's 4K download suite makes my life a lot easier, and it can help you too. Whether you need to download audio clips, convert streams to audio, which we do a lot of here, creating slideshows, or even need help with your social media accounts like Instagram and TikTok, there's something for everyone, from casual user to pro. Use our special link, bit.ly/4kpuck. That's bit.ly/4kpuck to receive a special discount of 25% off your purchase. That's bit.ly/4kpuck. Talking Puck is now on Signal to Noise Radio every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Signal to Noise is one of the fastest growing internet radio stations, and now they have merch. Help spread the word about Signal to Noise Radio with t-shirts, stickers, keychains, and more. Shipping is direct and free. $25 gets you a t-shirt, while keychains and swag packs start at just $7. Order today at stnradio.com/merch. And thanks for your support. Now, back to the show. All right, so back to our other news, as we are now on day 4 of the NHL playoffs here. Now that I'm going to keep count, you're not going to hear me go, day 63. No, but hey, it's only been 3 days. Caps Tom Wilson, day-to-day, will not go in Game 2. So that is a big one for the Caps. Wilson started the scoring in this series for Washington. He's not going to be available for this pivotal Game 2 against Florida. And the Panthers just can't be pushed around on home ice. They're going to have to come out with at least a split here. So key game, key name, not in the lineup for Washington. The Nashville Predators are turning to Connor Ingram. The 25-year-old will start Game 2 against the Colorado Avalanche. Big save Dave went to no save Dave. Riddick did not look good in that game at all. And I can't fault him on every goal. There were a lot. But Colorado, was just so Colorado in that game. They were knifing through the Preds' D zone with passes, with cuts from attacking players, getting themselves into space. Nashville had no answer. They looked like pylons and turnstiles a lot of times on defense, and that's just what Colorado can do to you. They undress them with speed, with precision. And again, I can't hang all that on Riddick, but Ingram at least settled it down to the point where, if you look at it, it was a 2-2 tie over that long stretch of hockey there. So I don't know that he'll fare any better, but it's something. And the Predators need to try to do or find something without Juuse Saros. Although John Hines, head coach of the Preds, did say in his media availability that Saros right now skating without pads, but didn't rule out his return in this series. So I just don't know if you rush Saros back in this case. If it's potentially detrimental, I don't bring him back. And I don't know that Juuse Saros is enough to beat the Colorado Avalanche, because Nashville's not yet shown me they can score 3 or 4 or 5 goals against this Avalanche team, which they're going to need to do to win. And I want to finish off with a little more goaltending news. Louis Domingue, the veteran journeyman, is going to get the start for the Penguins. Big triple overtime hero. Domingue came in very cold off the bench, was able to get just enough done to help the Penguins win against the Rangers now in Game 2. You know, the impetus certainly more on the Rangers, and the question is, can Domingue make a start and make it hold up? He's been in a lot of different places in his career. He's had some good stretches, but more not-so-good stretches. It's why he's basically been a career backup and or third-string guy, which is what he is in Pittsburgh, but DeSmith can't go. And Tristan Jarry, still not 100% sure when we might see him at all. So for the time being, the Pens are going to rise and fall with Louis Domingue in net. So we'll see how well that one goes for you. All right, that'll wrap up today's Tiny Biscuits. Want to get this one out there and up in the air, if you will. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, please like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget, Mike Haynes and I, a couple of former NHL voices, talking hockey every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.